USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge fire continues to burn at a refinery in southwest Philadelphia following at least two explosions back at about 4 a.m. Eastern Time. A large fireball seen in the sky over the plant at the time of those blasts. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says despite hours of firefighting since,
it looks pretty, under control. It is not under control yet.
A report says President Trump's decision to back out of a planned military strike on Iran in retaliation for the downing of a U.S. drone on Wednesday went against the advice of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton. The report says there were worries the strike would escalate the situation and cause civilian casualties. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Prosecutors are not dropping murder charges against a decorated Navy SEAL, Eddie Gallagher, despite a surprise admission that another SEAL was the killer. A prosecution witness at the trial of Gallagher testified yesterday that Gallagher stabbed an injured ISIS fighter in 2017, but Navy SEAL Corey Scott was the one who then suffocated the teenager afterwards. After that initial admission, Gallagher's wife told reporters,
"To hear today that someone has finally had the bravery to stand up for the truth was refreshing."
But again, prosecutors are not dropping the charges against Gallagher, arguing that Scott only made the confession because he has immunity and doesn't want to see Gallagher go to prison. A pair of UFOs seen over Kansas City turning out to be balloons. After causing quite a stir last night, it was learned that the two balloons were actually launched in Maryland by the Department of Defense. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
It was a shocking day in the trial of a former Navy SEAL accused of killing an ISIS prisoner overseas. Chief Edward Gallagher had been accused of premeditated murder while serving in Iraq, but U.S. Navy SEAL Corey Scott, who served as a medic, rocked the courtroom when he testified that he was the one who killed the prisoner. He made the admission during cross-examination. It was shocking for everyone as Scott was a witness for the prosecution. A Louisiana woman is dead after spending her honeymoon in the Dominican Republic, and friends believe it may be linked to the mysterious deaths on the island over the past several months. Her death marks at least the 10th American to die after visiting the Dominican Republic. Susan Samino was rushed to the hospital with fluid in her lungs less than a week after returning from Punta Cana. Doctors say Simoneau's death may not have anything to do with the trip to the Dominican Republic. An autopsy, though, has been planned to find out more. And Planters Peanuts unveiling a new pair of limited-edition basketball sneakers called Crunch Force One. The sneakers feature a combination of yellow, blue, and black, along with, of course, the company's mascot, Mr. Peanut. Fans only have until tomorrow to buy the shoes. Or while supplies last, they're available online at CrunchForce1.com for $170. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.